Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Albert Einstein said, "Only one who devotes himself to a cause with his whole strength and soul can be a true master." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who devotes himself to a cause. Today's playmaker is co-inventor of four U.S. patents and is certified as a Six Sigma Black Belt. With us today is a chief strategy officer who is a Red Cross volunteer for Katrina Relief in New Orleans. This great playmaker is Aaron Bunowski. Aaron is Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer of Texas Health Resources. Now, Aaron is responsible for developing strategy across wholly owned and joint venture hospitals, as well as ambulatory and post-acute care. Texas Health Resources is one of the largest faith-based nonprofit health systems in the United States and the largest in North Texas in terms of inpatients and outpatients served. Texas Health serves more than 7 million residents of North Texas with 24,000 employees and 6,000 physicians. Now, Aaron is fluent in Spanish and basic American Sign Language. And as I mentioned, he's a co-inventor of four U.S. patents and certified as a Six Sigma Black Belt. He's also volunteered his services through many national organizations. Well, that's interesting. A lot to talk about. Aaron, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Now, you have an interesting background. You've been in health services for a while, but that's not where you started. So how did a degree in chemical engineering from Brigham Young University get you into healthcare?
That's a great question. Sometimes I ask that myself. So I started off in chemical engineering with an emphasis in biochemistry and biomedical engineering. I was always interested in healthcare. In fact, had plans at one point to go to medical school. When I decided to not continue my education, I decided to give my hand at industry. And went to work for Dow Chemical. I was very fortunate to get on with that great organization. And that's where I really cut my teeth on kind of the fundamentals of business. I started off as a line engineer, as many do, and kind of worked my way into business development. That you mentioned the patents that I was fortunate enough to...
I ask about that. Sure. I didn't talk about that before. What kind of patents do you have?
Sure. At the time that I received those, I was working in business development, and what we would do is take technology that Dow had developed, patent it, and then try to commercialize it and try to build businesses around it. And so it was at that time I got really interested in the business side, asking how do we build these businesses. Being an engineer, I didn't have any training in that, and decided to go back and receive my MBA, and did that at the University of Texas at Austin. And in that course of doing that MBA, became really, really interested, re-interested in healthcare. You know, I started off there with my biochemistry and biomedical engineering, and went to interview with a bunch of healthcare organizations, some of the top ones, and they all had the same comment. They said, "Boy, you seem very smart, but you just don't have any experience in healthcare." And so a good friend suggested that I go into consulting, and I was very fortunate to be hired by the Boston Consulting Group, where I spent 5 years there really learning the basics of healthcare and working in their strategy practice and their healthcare practice.
So they basically paid you to learn.
They did. They paid me to learn. It was a great experience. It's a tremendous firm, and it was a great learning experience for me. After leaving BCG, or the Boston Consulting Group, I was fortunate enough to come here and be at Texas Health.
You mentioned a couple of things. One was you decided not to go in the medical profession. Was there something that caused you to decide against that? Why didn't you want to become a doctor?
No, sure. Of course, great path for many. Medicine is one that, and you mentioned this in your introduction, the medical or healthcare industry is one where we do a lot of good for a lot of people. And I guess I looked at the longevity in terms of how long it would take to finish the degree and all the educational training, and said, well, I think I'll find another path. It was just something I didn't at the time, as a 20-something-year-old, thought that wasn't the path that I wanted to choose. And so here I am, still working in healthcare, but just on the other side of the aisle.
Did Dow Chemical bring you to Texas to get you to Austin and go to UT?
They did. They did. I started with them in Midland, Michigan, which is where their headquarters is at. And then I transferred down here to Texas to do some research and to work in their product development group. And it led me right here to the Longhorns to receive my degree.
Well, you have a long title, Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer. I understand Senior Vice President. Tell us what a Chief Strategy Officer does for Texas Health Resources.
Sure. You know, I get that asked a lot about that in terms of what is strategy, and I try to keep it simple for people. Strategy is about making choices, and those choices are always constrained by limited resources, whether it's capital or people resources or IT resources, whatever that may be, requires choices to be made. And so in strategy, we try to help Texas Health make the choices of how to use its limited resources to the best of our ability to accomplish our mission, which is to improve the health of the people and the communities we serve. And so we enable our leadership through data, through analysis, to have the best possibility of making a choice that will deliver the most value for our patients and for the community.
I'm impressed that when you said the mission, you hit it word for word, to improve the health of the people and the communities we serve. How do you do that?
That's right. I mean, we have many ways that we do that. You know, I'll mention one other thing, which is our vision statement, which is partnering with you for a lifetime of health and well-being. We partner with many different individuals and groups and organizations. We work together with our physicians, which are a tremendous resource and asset here in the North Texas area. We partner with the patients themselves. Of course, patients have a great role to play in healthcare. What we like to say is we work with them and not on them. We partner with lots of different organizations around, and of course, you know, as we go on in our discussion, we'll talk about others. That's how we try to accomplish. We mobilize people, we mobilize resources, we mobilize the capital that we're fortunate enough to generate to benefit those who have health needs, whether it's after they're sick, or what we really are passionate about is how we can help them even before they become ill so that we can really help them live the best life possible.
Going back to your vision, you mentioned partnering with you for a lifetime of health and well-being. We're talking about a hospital system, and years ago it was keeping those patients in the hospital for a while, whatever it took. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but hospitals are designed to get you out as quickly as possible and keep you well and healthy so you don't have to go back to the hospital.
No, that's exactly right. You know, I would even say that I would describe what we are as an integrated health delivery system. We began in 1997 when the merger happened, and we began as a hospital system, but we've transitioned to far beyond that. When you look at all the different ways that we connect with people, you know, we currently have over 350 different places or locations where people can engage with us. And yes, if they are unfortunate enough to come in and need care, acute care at one of our hospitals, we really do try to get them as well as possible, as quickly as possible, because healing happens the best when we can get people back into their homes. But even more importantly, we try to work with individuals even before they get here to engage in those preventative activities or other ways that we can actually improve their health, either through community partnerships that we have or through, of course, the wide range of physicians that help in that effort.
We spoke extensively a few weeks back when we were talking about you being on the show. We were talking about health, how you exercise and how you run. Well, how do you get involved with that as Chief Strategy Officer? What are you doing with the hospitals, the physicians, the patients to make sure they stay here as short as possible and keep themselves healthy and well?
No, sure. It's a great question. There's multiple different things we're doing. So, for example, when they're here in the hospital, we have a whole team of what we call care management that really engage with them and try to help them understand the things that they can do to actually improve their health. We also have a number of resources, community resources that we work with. I mentioned to you in our previous conversation that in Fort Worth, we're working with the Blue Zones organization where we're partnering with the city of Fort Worth, local businesses, city government, other healthcare organizations in a way that we can actually change the very nature of the way that infrastructure works, make sure that menus are healthier, make sure that sidewalks are available, make sure, of course, Mayor Price is very passionate about biking, make sure there are bike trails for people. It's a great experiment. In fact, it's the largest city that the Blue Zones organization has approached, and Texas Health is their key partner. And so that's another way that we're partnering to even outside of the hospital or outside of a physician's office ensure that people have the best opportunity to have the greatest or most their best health possible.
So in other words, you're not just – well, the doctors are not just prescribing medicine to keep them – from continuing their sickness, they're actually showing them how to not use medicine necessarily and remain as healthy as they could for a period of time.
No, that's exactly right. The data shows that about 50% of what enables someone to be healthy, it's actually their own personal choices. And we try to help them have the resources to understand what those choices would be and try to help them mobilize themselves and put people and infrastructure around them to help them do that.
We think back years ago, I'm thinking 150 years ago to the Old West, I probably started there where the doctors made house calls. As a matter of fact, I believe they're starting to do that more now, if not in person, they're doing it via Skype and internet. But the doctor took care of the patient, and when the patient had a problem, they called the doctor had the fix for it. But now we're basically saying, you can actually take care of yourself, the doctor is the last call you make should you get sick, but they're there to help you stay healthy too.
That's exactly right. You know, and it may not be the last call they make, but it's one of the many calls that you might want to make. You know, if you look at the way that health, the determinants of health, I mentioned your own behaviors, there's some environmental factors, there's other things that play into that. What we're finding is that, of course, the physician plays a very key role in that and is at the center of that care team. But that care team could include a nutritionist. It could include someone to help with exercise. It could include many other resources. In fact, for some people, for example, the reason why they don't have good health is simply the fact that they don't have the resources to go and get the medicines they need. So sometimes we might even need to bring in a financial advisor that helps them because maybe job loss is an issue for them. So there's many factors that actually create a situation where someone's health can't be at its optimal. And it's not always just about the physiological or the sickness that they have. It could be many other factors. And we're trying to position ourselves so we can bring all of those resources together to help that individual move forward in their life.
Well, you mentioned one innovative thing. That's what's going out of Fort Worth, but are there other things that you're doing to create value for patients and actually improve health?
Sure. You know, I mentioned various partnerships that we have. So, for example, one of those partnerships is our new partnership with Aetna. We formed a health insurance company called Texas Health Aetna. And it's a very innovative structure. We have a nationally recognized payer coming together with a nationally recognized provider and developing ways that we can work together for the improvement of people's health. Of course, you know, the hope with insurance is that you don't have to use it, that you're well enough to not have to use it. And that requires us to actually that partnership to come together because we bring together the best of those health resources I just mentioned. They bring together the best on the payer side as well. And so we're putting things in place that will allow us to actually engage with those plan members even before they have a health event. For example, you mentioned virtual care. You mentioned ways that they can engage digitally with us. We can provide resources digitally. Of course, the digital enablement has been a tremendous resource in enabling technology for us. And so we're bringing those together in a way that helps people kind of recognize what they need to do and then go and accomplish it.
It's interesting that you're becoming almost a one-stop shop now that you have Aetna involved. Only one call to make, somebody can find the answers for you.
That's exactly right. Perhaps I'll mention one other partnership we have with the UT Southwestern. We've come together in a way that brings together just the tremendous research and innovation expertise that Southwestern has. You know, they have currently five Nobel laureates that work there and do just tremendous fundamental research in science. So not only a medical school, they also bring together a university health system. We've come together with them as the leading healthcare delivery system in this area so that, of course, if you make one phone call, if you have, unfortunately, something that requires that very deep expertise that UT Southwestern can bring you, you can be transferred right down there and receive it. And so we're very excited to partner with that tremendous organization to move both of our missions forward.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, they have one of the best facilities for research in the state of Texas, if not the United States.
They do. In fact, in the recent U.S. News and World Report, their hospital was listed number one. In the top five, Texas Health and UT Southwestern had three of the top five and six of the top 10 facilities listed in that publication. So of course, we're very excited to work together with them because really what it is, it really benefits the people of North Texas.
So it sounds like with what you're doing, even though you're not a physician, you are actually getting the benefits of all the study you did, and you're involved in the process. Just in a different application.
That's exactly right. You know, all those biochemistry classes I took makes me just dangerous enough to know a little bit of what I'm talking about so that I can engage with our good physician and nursing and other clinicians in a way that would be helpful.
Now, you mentioned you have a number of different facilities, and how many do you have?
We've got 29, Texas Health Resources has 29, together with UT Southwestern, we have 31 hospital facilities, and then over 350 locations around the Metroplex.
Now, my guess is you do visit some of these facilities on a regular basis. places.
We do. We do. I make stops at nearly all of them. It's a great pleasure, especially in a growing metroplex like we have with so many new people moving in, to actually travel around. And what's neat about healthcare is that healthcare fundamentally is local. You know, people tend to go to the hospital or to the doctor or to the care facility or outpatient facility. We have neighborhood care and wellness sites across the metroplex that is near them. It's more convenient for them. It allows them to be near their family, which is, of course, very important. Sometimes it's near their work, so they can be, of course, you know, sometimes people choose to be just near work so they don't have to take a lot of time out of work. And in that, it allows me the ability to understand what happens. Amazingly enough, for a metroplex of over 7 million people, you know, each little area of this city, of this metroplex, is actually very unique. From Plano to Euless to Bedford to Rockwall, each has its own unique needs. And as a chief strategy officer, I've got to understand those needs and figure out exactly what they're going to what benefits they're going to need going forward, both in the near and the long term.
Sounds like this is a major commitment that Texas Health Resources have put into play. And by the way, should you have some interest, again, we're speaking with Aaron Banowski. Aaron is Senior Vice President, Chief Strategy Officer of Texas Health Resources. And the website of a few and the restaurant PlaymakersTalkShow.com website is texashealth.org to get more information. But there are a number of commitments that go on and you witness your facilities every day. Talk about some of those commitments that you see happening.
Sure. You know, I would say the first commitment that we have, of course, fundamentally is to the patient and to the consumer. Our highest priority is to make sure that every individual feels like they're treated as the individual as one, and that their families feel that when they come in and engage with us, whether it's at a physician's office or whether it's in one of our hospitals, which usually suggests that their condition is a little more serious, they feel that their personal needs are being met. You know, one of the things that's been interesting to watch develop in healthcare is really the move towards a consumer-centric approach. Of course, retailers have been doing this for many years, understanding what your needs are. Of course, you know, those of us that use Facebook or, you know, other social media sites will notice that the ads are customized for us. It's because they look at your browsing patterns, your buying patterns, and they can customize that. In healthcare, we haven't always been good at that. We haven't always customized what the one person needs. And so our ultimate commitment is to make sure that individual not only receives the highest and best quality care, but also has an experience that is attuned or customized to what they expect out of an experience. We in healthcare should not be less convenient or less service-oriented or customer service-oriented than any other industry. And we hope when we bring together that caring and compassion that we bring together, both with the experience that the person's looking for, our commitment is that the individual not only feels cared for, but feels the value in that care, and then, of course, experiences the outcome that we all hope that they have.
When you really come down to it with all your competition, they do the same thing you do. The skills are the same, the technology is the same to a large degree, but it comes down to the people. And that's what you're talking about, is that service that you're giving your customer, who is the patient. And as far as I'm concerned, if I'm a patient, I'm the only patient you have. And if you treat me like that, all's well.
No, that's exactly right. And our passion is that when we look at you, you're the only patient we want to have at that moment. The moment in which we engage with you, you're the only person who should be important to us. You know, one of the interesting and I think exciting things for Texas Health is, so for 3 years in a row, we've been named to the Fortune 100 Best Places to Work, and number one of all the healthcare companies in the United States, so not just North Texas, but in the U.S. We have tremendous people at Texas Health, bar none. We have people who wake up every day thinking about how they might make that patient, that patient's life, or the family of that patient's, their lives better. And when we have a tremendous camaraderie here, you'd feel it if you were to walk around the hospital and meet people, engage with them. It's very palpable. Just a few years ago, we had a visit. We were nominated. We actually won the Texas State Quality Award, and then were nominated to have a site visit from the Baldrige people, which, of course, that's a national quality award. And we were being considered to be one of the first full health systems that would win that award. Of course, many have won it at a hospital level. And when the folks were here in town and they were engaging with us, they were just very impressed that no matter which site they were at a physician clinic, at a hospital, at an outpatient clinic, that there was just this unity in terms of the approach that people had. We have a tremendous culture here. And bringing that back around, what that means is I believe that we have a tremendous set of individuals who work here who can actually deliver that customized care to people. It would be hard to do if our own internal culture were not so coherent. With that culture, I think that in our hope is that people feel that when they come and receive care.
You have commitments you're making to your clientele, who are your patients, and would the driver for those commitments come back to your vision and your mission?
That's exactly right. So, you know, in terms of the health of the communities we serve, ultimately, because we're a nonprofit, we are owned by the community. The people of North Texas are our ultimate customers, our ultimate patients. And so our commitment is to not just that individual, but a community is made up of individuals. And so whether we're treating you, Steve, yourself, or whether we're doing a community effort, for example, we're highly involved in the Heart Walk. It's an organization that we fully support, the American Heart Association. Whether we're doing that in mass like that, or whether it's a Blue Zones effort across a community, in whatever way we engage, ultimately that commitment is to the entire community, and we feel a responsibility in a deep sense of accountability to making sure that this community, that North Texas, is as healthy as it can be.
Well, this isn't really a hospital system. It's a wellness system.
That's exactly right. It's a wellness system. That's right.
Now, there are problems that people have. As you get older, you can get sicknesses, you can get diseases. Hospitals are there in case something happens. But do you have programs you're actually teaching patients, teaching the community how to stay out of your hospital?
We sure do. You know,
aside from what you're doing in Fort Worth is one of your examples.
No, exactly. We do. We have various ways that we engage with the community. Many of them are happening at the local levels. For example, because the hospital tends to be kind of an epicenter for people in a community. You know, people, you know, come into it. They're used to it. It's obviously a large kind of building people are used to coming into. We have every single one of our hospitals has a different program that might enable individuals to engage. We have some that are focused on women, for example, and women's health, and they can come in and understand, you know, how to be preventative. We have others on behavioral health. In fact, we're the largest provider of behavioral health in the area. And so we have individuals who are dealing either with addictions or depression, and we have ways that we can engage with them, even if it's not a clinical engagement when they do have an issue, but even before that, to understand how to prevent those things, or if they have a loved one and they want to understand more about it, we have programs that help them as well. We also have a fairly large diabetes program that is engaging with people in the community. Of course, diabetes, we have a sustainability report that we recently released. We do this every so many years, and we understand what the key areas of concern are for our community. It's a tremendous resource, and I would suggest any of our readers go and look at the Texas Health Community Sustainability Report. Diabetes is one of those large concerns that we have here, and so we have programs in place to help people understand how to manage their diabetes, and of course, a person with well-managed diabetes fares far better if they have some other kind of untoward event. The statistics will show you that if you have uncontrolled diabetes and then have some inpatient stay, your length of stay is longer, the length of time, the chance for infection, it all goes up. And so it's to everyone's advantage to have people feel like they have that under control. So I think those are just some of the ways that we'll do that out in the community.
Lots of resources that Texas Health Resources has for the community. So how would someone find out more about what we've just talked about? How do they get more information about the system?
Sure. I would go to our website, www.texashealth.org. You'll see listed there those resources. And you can point it, and it can be customized to what you're looking for. Just do a search and you'll find what you need.
Well, Aaron, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You are definitely a playmaker.
Thank you.
This has been a terrific show with Aaron. Again, we spoke with Aaron Banowski. Aaron is Senior Vice President, Chief Strategy Officer of Texas Health Resources. Thank you also for listening to us and joining us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.